Lift. Lift. Hip, two, three, four. Hip, two, three, four. Lift. Hip. We're the team at EFR.
We're the team at EFR.
Make the most of what we are.
Make the most of what we are.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
To His glory we now sing.
To His glory we now sing.
Hip, hip, two, three, four, hip. Hip, two, three, four, hip.
Well, time for the children of Israel to wake up. This is your wake-up call for the 9th of March, 2017. I am Pastor Steve, and I am pleased to speak with you today. The title of today's sermon will be Father of Lies, Children of Lies. And it's going to be a little interesting. I'm going to read just a few scriptures. It's not going to be jumping all over the place. It's going to be pertinent comments as to what's going on today, what's been going on, what'll probably be going on until Yahshua Messiah returns. But before I get into that, I'd like to announce that UR Folk Radio is presenting an Enoch solar calendar. Brother Hebert of North Carolina has put together a beautiful full color calendar depicting the Hebrew feast days, and it's got all the Gregorian dates on it so you don't get lost, but it also has all the Hebrew days, shows you when the feasts and the Fast of Atonement begins. I've got one. I think it's absolutely marvelous. It really helps me out on planning, because my schedule is very, very tight. So I really need to plan ahead for the feast days and save money so I can go. And if you would like one of these, go to the EFR main page and click on the donate button and send us a donation of $20 or more to get your calendar. Please put the word calendar in the message and give us your mailing address, and you will get your calendar in time for the new feast days beginning with Passover, Sunday evening, April 2nd, 2017. And we thank you for your support. We could really use it. Things are getting a little tight at EFR. We have to pay for server time and a bunch of other things, and none of the talk show hosts get paid. It's all volunteer, and we work really hard. So if you would like this to continue, please try and help. If everybody donated just a little bit, we'd be all right. Well, let's get into the Father of Lies, Children of Lies sermon for today. We're going to start in the book of John, chapter 8, 44. And Yahshua has really let the children of the devil have it. And in verse 44, he says, and I'll be reading from the scriptures by the Institute for Scripture Research. That's my favorite Bible as far as published already. You are of your father, the devil. You can imagine that that pleased them real well, because they were exposed. And the desires of your father you wish to do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and has not stood in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks the lie, he speaks of his own. For he is a liar and the father of it. All right. That's pretty harsh. But it's also very, very true. Now, because the truth is sometimes harsh, that does not make it less true. Now, the father of lies. Let's go back in Scripture to Genesis, the book of Genesis, chapter 3. Verse 4 and 5. And the Nakash, or serpent, because that's what Nakash means, one who whispers spells like the hiss of a snake. And the serpent said to the woman, "You shall certainly not die." Well, you see, in the Garden of Eden, he's talking to Eve. There was no death. Everybody was immortal. Adam and Eve, Adam and Chawa, which was her Hebrew name, were immortal. Because there was no sin in the garden. This enchanter or fallen angel lied to Eve right there. And the serpent said to the woman, "You shall certainly not die." That was a lie. Verse 5, "For Elohim knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes shall be opened, and you shall be like Elohim, knowing good and evil." Teasing her a little bit, adding a little truth to the lie, because they would know good and evil. They would know what sin was. And they would lose their eternal life, and become mortal beings. So he teased her and deceived her with a lie mixed with a little truth. Now let's go to verse 13 in Genesis 3. "And Yahweh Elohim said to the woman, 'What is this you have done?' And the woman said, 'The serpent seduced me, and I ate.'" Well, that's a dual meaning passage. It means sexually seduced and lied to me. And I ate, and ate has the connotations of lying with sexually. So, he destroyed the immortality of Adam and Eve with a lie. Now let's go to chapter 4 verse 8. Now, Cain, the result of that seduction, the child she had after she was impregnated by the seduction of the Nakash, rose up, and verse 8, Cain rose up against Hebel, his brother, and killed him. That was a conscious act. He knew that he had just killed his half-brother. They were not twins. Hebel, or Abel, was born later because there was a second pregnancy with Eve. He was a younger brother. And Yahweh said to Cain, "Where is Hebel, your brother?" And he says, "I do not know. Am I my brother's guard or keeper?" That is a direct lie by Cain to Yahweh. Direct lie. Now, what did it say in John 8:44? He said he was a murderer from the beginning. Now, what is the actual title of the book of Genesis? It's not Genesis, it's Bereshit. In the beginning, that's the Hebrew name for this book. So, from the beginning, the Bereshit, he was a murderer. And the father of Cain was the devil. So he was the father of lies. And his seed line, will carry on his practice. Let's go back to chapter 3, verse 15. "And I will put enmity between you and the woman," and that woman would signify Israel. Israel is called a woman and identified as a woman all through Scripture. It's a metaphorical usage of the word woman. "And between your seed line and her seed line, the physical progeny of that fallen angel, the first of which was the mixture of the Adamic seed line through Chawa or Eve, resulting in Cain, a half-breed." Because it clearly shows in chapter 5 of the book of Bereshit, or Genesis, that Cain is not included in the seed line of Adam. So there gives the history of the satanic seed line, the beginning of it. So you have the father of lies and his child, his first child, Cain, who was the child of the father of lies. And there's going to be enmity between these people. So let's go to the book of Revelations. And we'll go to chapter 3, verse 9. See, I am giving up those of the congregation of Satan who say they are Yahudim and are not, but lie. And you go back to 2:9. And the blasphemy of those who say they are Yahudim and are not, but are a congregation of Satan. So, who is he talking about? He's talking about the eventual seed line, the future seed line, of people that are pretending to be, the house of Judah. Yahuda, but they are not. They are imposters. Okay, they are complete imposters. They are not of the seed line of Yahuda. Now let's go to Revelation 21:27. Talking about the great city in the future, New Jerusalem. And there shall by no means enter into it what is unclean, neither anyone doing abomination and falsehood. Okay, falsehood. Lies. Liars are not going to come in to the city of New Jerusalem. Let's go to chapter 22, of Revelations, verse 15. Tells you who are not allowed in. But outside are the dogs, those are mixed race, and those who enchant with drugs, and those who whore, and the murderers, and the idolaters, and all who love and do falsehood. Falsehood. Who are that? Those are the children of the father of lies. They're not going to be allowed in. They're going to be burned up. Now, I need to look at that quote here again. I turned the page a little too quick. 2 Thessalonians 2:11. I'm turning pages. Yes, yes, yes. Second Thessalonians 2:11. Now, what do they do? Pardon me. In this world, but infiltrate the current churches the Judeo-Christian churches and take over their doctrine. And in 2 Thessalonians 2:11 it says, and for this reason Elohim sends them a working of delusion for them to believe the falsehood. Verse 12, in order that all should be judged who did not believe the truth, but have delighted in the unrighteousness. And the Judeo-Christian churches are full of people today that believe the lies of the children of lies. They're following hand in glove right along with them. And they call us Nazis and haters and we're this and we're that because we dare to bring the absolute truth about who the children of the father of lies are. Now these wicked children have been impersonating true Israel for a long time. That's their main machination for the destruction of true Israel. That is their ultimate goal. They hate true Israel. Well, how can you say that? The book of Matthew, chapter 13, verse 38, and the field is the world, and the good seed, these are the sons of the reign of Yeshua Messiah. But the darnel are the sons of the wicked one, that's tares or whatever, that's actually a darnel, the sons of the wicked one. The children of the father of lies and the children of lies. 39. And the enemy who sowed them is the devil. He sowed his seed line in the world. And of course, his seed line father follows their father's inclination. So if their father is the father of lies, they also will be beings of lies. Verse 39, and the enemy who sowed them is the devil, and the harvest is the end of the age, and the reapers are the messengers. Now, who are the messengers? I'll get to that in just a minute. Let's finish these passages. Verse 40. As the darnel, that's the tares, then is gathered and burned in the fire. What fire? I'll get to that in a moment. So it shall be at the end of this age. Verse 41. The son of Adam, now who is the son of Adam? That is Yahshua Messiah. The son of Adam shall send out his messengers. Here we have messengers again. And they shall gather out of his reign, his kingdom, the kingdom of Yahweh, all the stumbling blocks. That's the causes of sinning, the ones that cause the sin through their lies, and those doing lawlessness. Now these are lawless fake believers who set aside the law and lie. Teaching lawlessness to the people of Israel. And shall throw them into the furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. So, we had a perfect garden. And Yahweh formed the Adam as a formal name. And he decided that he needed to help meet. So he took part of his DNA and he made a woman. And eventually the Adam called her Chawa. Or life. Okay? Mother of life. She was seduced and made pregnant by a fallen angel in that garden. She didn't know anything about sex. That angel could appear to her in any form he wanted. Very pleasing, very sexy, beautiful. So he got Eve pregnant. And the resulting child was half Adamic because Eve had Adam's DNA. And the child had the other half of the DNA from the fallen angel who was in physical form at that time. And he murdered his half-brother out of anger because the offering that his half-brother brought to Yahweh was pleasing and his offering was not. So he just killed him. Where did that come from? Well, that came from the DNA in his system from his father. And then when Yahweh asked him about it, he says, I don't know where he is. A direct lie. He knew very well where he was. Because he had just killed him. So he was booted out. And he went out into the land of wandering, which is Nod in Hebrew. The land of Nod. And he married whatever was out there. Because there were non-Adamic beings on this planet before Adam was put on it. So he married something out there and had sons and built cities did all those things, but if there was just Adam and Eve and Abel and Cain, where were all the others that he married? Who did he marry? Well, it's very clear he married something, someone. And if the only Adamites were those, well, but if you read in Genesis, there is a group of people with a small a, Adam. The Adam was a particular progenitor of our race, the Israelite race. But there were other Adamics that were white. And Cain probably married one of those, because it says the fallen angels, the Nephilim, were in the land, and they saw that the daughters of Adam, small a, of the race of the white race, were pleasing to the eyes. So they took wives of whomever they choose and had children. Well, these were also fallen angel children. And they were hybrids. And they were abominations. And eventually Yahweh destroyed most of them for their deeds in what was known as the flood. Now, this was not worldwide. It was in a specific known area. But he didn't get them all. They had spread. They were also of this satanic seed line. And eventually, when the cursed seed line of Canaan came to be, these children of the devil mixed in with the Canaanites. Eventually, so much so that the Cainy, which was the name of the children of Cain, disappeared as a distinct people. They were not recognizable because they had bred in with these cursed seed lines. And eventually, developed the religion, quote unquote, of Judaism, which is not Judaism at all, because they are not of Judah. They worshipped and used the Talmud. So they were Talmud people. And they married in with the seed line of Edom, who married Hittite women who were of the cursed Canaanite seed. And Edom was a rebellious man. So they got that kind of DNA mixed in. And what we have today is a racial soup of people in all the races of the planet that have a built-in enmity from the very beginning, Bereshith, that has enmity toward the seed line of the woman, which is a figurative for Israel. You have the pure Israelite seed line and the mixed mongrel seed, which contains the DNA of the fallen angel, the Nakash. You are of your father, the devil, and your father's works you wish to do. And their works are to try to destroy the pure-blooded seed line of Jacob Israel. Now, we were talking about messengers a few moments ago. And people are always, well, are these going to send messengers? Well, that churchianity has called them angels. Okay? They've tried to pretty them up, so to speak. But what you have here are divine beings with great power that serve Yahweh. And they serve him in many capacities. There are warrior messengers, like the ones that destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. Let's go to the book of 2 Thessalonians again. The one I always like to quote. Chapter 1. Let's start at verse 6, and I'll read this again on the air. They talked about gathering the darnel, or the tares, and burning them with fire. Here you go. Verse 6 of chapter 1 of 2 Thessalonians. Since Elohim, that's God, shall rightly repay with affliction those who afflict you, speaking of the people that afflict Israel. Verse 7. And to give you who are afflicted, again Israel, rest with us. Who's us? Those are the called out ones, the saints of Israel. When the Master Yeshua is revealed from heaven, that's the sky, with his mighty messengers. There's your messengers, folks. Verse 8. In flaming fire, there's your fire, folks, taking vengeance on those who do not know Elohim. Who does not know Elohim? Of course, the children of lies don't know Elohim. And on those who do not obey the good news of our Master, Yeshua Messiah. Who does deliberately not obey the message of the Messiah? The children of lies and those deceived by them who have willingly gone against the commands that Yahweh has given. Verse 9. Who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Master and from the esteem of his strength? Verse 10, when he comes to be esteemed in his set apart ones, who are the set apart ones? The ecclesia, the called out ones of Israel, and to be admired among all those who believe in that day. Those are the ones that wish to follow the commandments of Yahweh and Yeshua. Because our witness to you was believed. Whose witness? Those who preach the truth and not lies, the disciples and those that follow Yahshua and preach his truth today, the truth and the whole truth and nothing but the truth, without any tampering by Judeo-Christianity with the holy word of Yahweh. Now, there are those that have tampered with the word to present a false gospel because they are following the lies and the practices of the children of lies, whose father is the father of lies, who was the devil. They have instituted the practice of observing Christmas, which is Yule, which is the celebration of the ascension of Mithra, who was the sun god, sun worship. They celebrate Easter, which is Ishtar Sunday, for the goddess of fertility, with the bunnies and the eggs, symbols of fertility. And Ishtar was the mother of Mithra, the sun god, also known as Tammuz. The sun god had many names. The Babylonian sun god was Tammuz. That's what they called his name. And the Jews have instituted names of the months from their Babyloniousness when they were mingled with the true seed of Israel, trying to hide, and gave Babylonian names to the months. She's not only the mother of the sun god, she's his lover. How sick is that? So you see the pattern of deception of the children of lies, who are physical seed line of the father of lies. They have a little bit of Adamic seed line in there so they can hide. But their evil inclination comes from the DNA they absorb from their original father. And as Pastor Eli and I stress when we co-host together, it's the DNA. They cannot be anything other than what they are, and anyone with one little bit of that DNA in their system cannot be saved. You're wasting your time preaching to them, trying to convert them. They cannot. They are doomed. They are tares. They are darnels. They are destined for fiery destruction. They will be bundled and burned. And anybody out there that is preaching that these creatures can receive salvation is preaching a lie, because it has been spawned by these creatures that are children of lies. And some of our own people have picked up on it and are repeating, parroting that lie. There is no salvation, redemption, or anything else good planned for the children of the devil, the children of lies, the seed of the Nakash. They have bred with every race on this planet to hide within the peoples of this world, because their very hiding and their machinations behind the scenes, because they look like the local people, are lies, because their DNA from the father of lies is working in their system and they can do no other. Their father is the devil, and the works of their father they wish to do. They are the children of lies from the father of lies. Amen and amen. And that'll end the sermon. Well, we have watched the panic grow in the world, especially on the internet, where these people I have just been talking about have been busy suppressing the truth. Of course they would suppress the truth, because they are children of lies. They don't want the truth out there. So anybody that tells the truth and exposes them for who and what they are is going to get censored. They're pulling down access through their search engines, which they own, and their search engines will not recognize or take you to any of the truther sites. They're deleting the truther sites from their search engines. Now, they haven't got total control of the internet yet, so you can still enter the URL and go to these truther sites. Even health sites, they don't want us to be healthy. They want us dead. So they pull health sites. Anything they can do to harm the seed of the woman, known as Israel, the children of Jacob, Israel. They want to harm us. They want us dead. Esau hated Jacob, and Esau married into the satanic seed line. And the children of Esau mingled with all these other seeds, the Edomites, whom this group of people claim for ancestry, boldly saying Esau is one of our ancestors. And they are known today by their false, deceptive name that tries to sound like it's from Judah, but it's not from Judah. It's a satanic seed line. They call themselves Jews. They didn't call themselves Jews until recently in our history. It's a manufactured name to help with the deception, because they are children of lies, and deception is a lie. And what better method to put out lies than the Jews media? All the movies and the TV and the press and the magazines. When you control the media, you control the minds of the people, and you can lie to them more efficiently. And they have been busy with that. Now we have Donald Trump, and Trump may or may not know the truth. He's got Jews all around him, everywhere. They're everywhere. They're everywhere. I'm watching all of this unfold in my lifetime. I've watched it get progressively worse and worse, faster and faster. In my 70 years of life, the wars that were fought, World War II was over when Daddy came home and he and Mama got busy, and then I came out. But Korea, Vietnam, all these little squabbles that we've had in South American countries, Falkland Islands, blah, 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 blah. Then all the desert wars over there, Desert Storm, and all the names they gave, all that stuff that was going on in Iraq, still going on. It's not resolved. And now they've got all these wars going on, and people are trying to get the heck out of the region. So they're shipping all these people all over the world, infesting all the white nations with these unwelcome non-white immigrants. And it has resulted in destruction and violence and rape and murder all over the world, not just the United States and the British Isles, but Germany and France, Sweden now, flames, burning cars, burning buildings. Now we've got riots in the United States. On and on and on and on, and without exception, the spokespersons for these illegals and for the rioters in the United States, the anti-Trump rioters, have spouted lie after lie after lie, and the news media has lied, fake news, lie, 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 because they are controlled by the children of lies that I did the sermon about. They're owned and operated by the children of lies. So, of course, when they put out news, it's going to be liberally laced, and that's not an intended pun, but it is, liberally laced with lies. And that is their modus operandi from the very beginning. Murder is inherent in their nature because they get that from their father in the beginning, who murdered Abel and has spread that seed line all over the world. And they don't have to have a pure strain of it. If you are infected with some deadly disease, you don't have to have the original strain of it, but if you've got it, you've got it. If you're poisoned, you're poisoned. And there's no cure for this disease of being part of the seed line of Satan. There's no cure for that. There's no hope for those people. We don't need them with us. They don't belong with us. And through their lives, they have succeeded in mongrelizing a great deal of the white race and infecting them with that fatal disease of having no soul. Only the seed of Adam had the breath of life, in other words, the soul breathed into it by Elohim. The other races have not. And when you mingle the pure seed line of Adam with another race, the resulting progeny has no soul. It kills it. Because you put satanic DNA with Adamic DNA, and the resultant hybrid is not Adamic. And that is their agenda. That's one of the biggest methods now of committing white genocide, is to breed us out of existence. They also try to kill us as much as they can. through incessant, non-ending wars that they sponsor both sides of. They get white men to kill white men, as they did during World War II. Oh, those evil Germans. My, my, my. When most of the United States predominantly was of Germanic descent. Let's get our, let's go kill our brothers. Whew. Boy, the devil is subtle. Subtle, subtle, subtle. And when he worms his children of lies into the position of power in politics, they lie and they get us to kill each other. How crazy is that? Well, that is indicative of the nature of the beast, literally. Of the seed line of those that have enmity toward the seed line of Adam. And that is the state of the world that we are in. But our only hope is coming soon. And that is Yeshua Messiah with those messengers that I talked about. And we look at what we're facing as far as military strength. And we feel overwhelmed. Well, of course. But when those messengers arrive. Ah, the demographics of the entire situation changes. We can't fight a tank with a pistol and a rifle. But that flaming fire that Yeshua brings back with him can melt that tank and the people in it and the people giving the orders who are behind the scenes, 10 foot tall and bulletproof, and think they are absolutely impervious to any harm, but not divine intervention and divine wrath. They got a very, very unpleasant surprise coming their way. They're not gonna like it. Ain't that a shame? Ha ha! Well, I'm coming down toward the end of the hour. I didn't have that many scripture references today, but they all interact, and there were points to be made, which I tried to make, and I hope I have made them clearly for you. At this time, I will say, may Yahweh bless and keep you, and Shalom Aleichem, peace unto you. The repeat of this show, Wake Up Call, will play on Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time on EFR. So I'll catch you tomorrow on the Word for Word show on Friday, and I'll talk to you on Wake Up Call next Thursday on the 16th. Praise Yahweh. Talk to you later.
Lift. Lift. Hip, two, three, four. Hip, two, three, four. Lift. Lift. We're the team at EFR.
We're the team at EFR.
Make the most of what we are.
Make the most of what we are.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
To His glory we now sing.
To His glory we now sing.
Hip,